Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio covering the team throughout spring training. We go live to Arizona. Dom is there. Hello, Dom.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing?
Doing great. So we got some news earlier this week. So Freddie Peralta is going to earn that opening day start against the Mets. Not a big surprise, but it's now official. So what does that mean for the rest of camp for Peralta and some of those other frontline starters?
You know, talking to him after his start on Sunday, at this point, it's really just kind of all about build and all about making sure he's good to go. And it sounds so mundane and sort of boring, but it's the truth. You know, spring training is for starting pitchers. It's not for position players. It's not for relievers. It's all about making sure that the starters are ready to go at least 5 innings on opening day, which sounds easy, but it's really not. You know, so that's why, you know, so he had 3 up-downs, you know, 3 innings this past start. He'll go 4 innings, you would imagine, in his next start and, you know, continue to build from there. It's kind of wild to think. I mean, we're already almost done with spring training. I mean, like in baseball terms, anyway. Only 3 weeks left. It'll be done before we know it.
Yes, coming up quick here. Today's session with Murph included all of this stuff. I feel like I want to be there. The Sandlot, amateur boxing, Rocky, Vegas, Southwest Airlines. What was he all talking about?
I mean, this is the beauty of working with Pat Murphy on a daily basis, right? We can bore him with the mundane stuff, right? You know, we can ask, you know, so who's your number 2? Who's going to be your third baseman? You get those baseball questions in.
Sure.
But some of the most fun questions are just when we go on tangents. And today we went on quite a few tangents. Of course, the Brewers are playing in Vegas this weekend. You know, they're playing split squads against the Oakland A's as they host Big League Weekend this weekend up in Vegas. This has been a thing a long time, even before the A's announced their intentions to move to Vegas. But I think Murph is going to go. He was noncommittal. He's probably going to go. Major League Baseball wants the big league managers to be there, you know, as they continue to court Vegas as a big league city. But I just asked him, you know, so like, what do you think of Vegas? You know, he hasn't been there for 10 or so years, but, you know, go see a show, go get a really good meal and call it a night. So we had some good fun talk today.
So that's an interesting one, because I wonder how many veteran players are raising their hand and saying, yep, get me. I'm there. I want to go to Vegas. Or how many don't want to break their routine and prefer to just sort of do their work in Arizona, where it's also quite nice.
It's quite nice in both places. And Murph kind of talked about it's not a bad thing to expand here and there in spring training, you know, actually break from the monotony of that routine and have something a little more fun. I'm not at the liberty to release the list, but I did get a peek at the list of guys that are going. It's a pretty good list. And I think maybe if there are Brewers fans in the Vegas Henderson area, they'll certainly enjoy some household names.
Oh, man, that's such a tease, such a tease. It's a pretty good list. Can't tell you who's on it, though. Pretty good, pretty good.
Can't do it. It's always subject to change, as we know, Jess.
Hey, you know, the other thing that's kind of happening around this time of year, Dom, is cut-down day. Are there going to be any surprises here? Like, how many positions are really up for grabs?
I think not as many as people think, right? You know, you're trying to figure out maybe who gets the majority of starts at third base, but they have such a wide net to cast there. You know, with righties like Monasterio and Miller and Ortiz, and Ortiz is playing third base today for the Brewers in Scottsdale. Or you go with the lefties, you know, Frelick continues to get auditioned over there. You've got Oliver Dunn, who's still in camp over there. But then, you know, when it comes to figuring out, you know, it's not necessarily going to be like a 2, a 3, a 4 starter perhaps for the Brewers this year. It's just going to be kind of guys buying into like, all right, I've got these 12 outs today and he's going to have the 12 outs behind me, then hand it to Devin for the last 3 or that sort of thing. That's to be figured out as well. And today's a big day for that as well, with Jacob Junis starting and Joe Ross following.
Good stuff, Dom. You can hear the game on 94.5 ESPN beginning at 2 o'clock. Dom, we'll check in again soon. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.